Most people entering the criminal justice system after an arrest will meet with a lawyer, maybe see a judge, and either try to hash out a plea deal or go to trial. Well, in Massachusetts, that's not always the process. A new investigation from the Spotlight team at the Boston Globe looks at what they call a secret court system that can make charges of all kinds disappear with little oversight. As part of their investigation, Boston Globe reporters obtained a 2017 recording of a clerk from the town of Hingham who oversaw one of these secret proceedings. He explains to two shoplifters that the charges against them were simply going away.
It's like nothing happened if you keep your nose clean. This goes away. No one can come in and hear or read about this or do anything. They cannot get the papers. It is a closed hearing.
I spoke with Nicole Dunka, investigative reporter with the Spotlight team, and she told me why this system is so at odds with how we think the American justice system is supposed to work.
In general, from arraignment or to conviction or acquittal, you or I can go into a court hearing and then look up that case as a member of the general public. They do this just so courts can be held accountable. But in these hearings, they're called show cause hearings in front of clerk magistrates, it's completely different. In this hearing, clerk magistrate has to decide whether a case will proceed and basically whether a charge will issue for a defendant. And these aren't in an open courtroom generally. They're in a private conference room. They have little public notice. And if the magistrate decides the case won't proceed, the case is completely closed.
How do people get into this court system versus our traditional, quote unquote, traditional court system? How do you end up here?
Within Massachusetts, if you've been accused of a misdemeanor, but you haven't been arrested, a police officer can usually set up a clerk magistrate hearing like this. Sometimes defense attorneys know that this extra layer actually exists, so they'll divert a case into a secret hearing.
You know, I'm just wondering, this is in Massachusetts, but is there anything else like this in the rest of the country?
No. So we asked officials and prosecutors from every state, and so many of them, all of them actually hadn't heard of something like this. In general, these kinds of hearings, like a preliminary hearing right before a misdemeanor, they don't really exist. In many other states, the prosecutor is the one that's deciding whether to charge or not. It's not some court official.
And we know, of course, the criminal justice system does have its own discrepancies when it comes to race and ethnicity. Are you seeing similar discrepancies or disproportionate amounts of people on either side of the equation getting access to these secret hearings?
We saw a wide disparity, for example, in one court, Brookline District Court, about 80% of the white defendants were able to leave these hearings without any charges, while minorities, only about 45% of minorities were able to leave without charges. So when you see those kinds of blatant disparities, you just have to wonder, you know, are people getting equal access?
What are the ramifications in terms of public safety?
In a lot of ways, you'll see some cases where a person might be able to leave without any charges and then go on to commit a crime later. We focused on a couple of cases, including Jared Remy, who was the son of a famous Red Sox broadcaster. So he once went through this secret court hearing. He was going to be arraigned on charges of threatening to kill a girlfriend, but his attorney actually diverted it into the secret court, and those charges never issued. So 13 years later, you actually see him get convicted of killing another ex-girlfriend of his. So you see people not getting the full picture of people's records for judges or probation officers and those kinds of people who have to deal with kind of public safety.
Nicole Dunka is an investigative reporter with the Spotlight team at the Boston Globe. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.